I think it's fantastic. The space is incredible. It's much larger than I imagined driving by, which I think is the response from a lot of people. And I think it's going to be a wonderful asset to the community.
That's Leland resident Julia Featherstone. She toured the partially gutted building during a weekend open house to get a preview and offer input on the kinds of activities she'd like to see there. 2 years ago, the town of Leland purchased the foreclosed property in Magnolia Greens for about one-third of its tax value. Now Leland owns the building and the land outright, and planners, in tandem with Wilmington architects John Sawyer and Doug Sherwood, are seeking public comment so that the new building design effectively serves the arts community. The biggest challenge, according to town council member John Tate.
Money. We want to do this in a staged way so that we don't have to raise taxes to get the building completed. We're going to have to do a lot of fundraising, and we're going to have to get a lot of help from outside the town in order to get this building built and finished the way we want it to.
The budget isn't yet final, but officials say they'll also seek grants so that the project doesn't become a burden for taxpayers. At Saturday's open house, the most requested artistic pursuits: theater, dance, music, and pottery. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.